We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school girls basketball. The season opens up for AHSTW on Monday, November 24th. They take on Woodbine. Jason McCall, head coach for the Lady Vikes, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into a new season?
Yeah, I think we're excited. We bring everybody back. We didn't have any seniors that played for us last year, so we were an inexperienced team at the time, but we bring back a lot of that experience. And you know, we get to that point of the year, especially at the beginning, where you have 2 weeks of practice and you're just ready to play some basketball and play somebody else. So, you know, our expectations are high for ourselves, but we understand the season is long, and you just have to keep chipping away, keep getting better each month, and, you know, try to stay healthy and make it to the end of the year and play your best ball at that time.
Yeah, well, you used a lot of different players as starters last year. You're just trying to find the right ingredient, I think, with a young team. Do you feel like things are a little bit more stable going into this season?
Yeah, I think we kind of have an idea who our top ones are, but I think in regards to kind of mixing and matching last year, we got a lot of girls to get on the floor at a varsity level and get some experience. So I think it'll add to our depth going throughout the year, and we're not going to be throwing anybody out there that's completely new to it. And I think it'll be good for them to know that there's players on the bench and that can come off and produce for us. And I know that if you're on the bench, you know, you're going to get your chance to come in and do something well for the team.
Well, I know Bella Lamp had a huge injury during track season, and that's kind of kept her out of sports a lot. But until I guess now, I've been hearing that she'd been getting herself healthy and ready for basketball season. How has she looked and as she comes into basketball for this year?
Oh, yeah, she's looked well. It's it's tough to come back from an injury like that, especially with the amount of months and weeks that, you know, she was off of it. So you just lose a lot during that time. But I think the main thing is she was able to get back during volleyball and play a little bit. So she hasn't been completely off of it for, you know, the last 5 to 6 months. And she's looked good. It's going to take some time to kind of get the feel of things and get that body back in the way it was. And, you know, she's doing a great job being a great leader. And we're excited to have her. We just got to keep her healthy. And I know she wants to, too.
But she's such an important piece of your team, because not only does she score, but and your leading scorer from last year, but also she contributes in so many ways. She's your leader in steals, leader in one of your top rebounders even on the team, and she just made every other player better, didn't she?
Yeah, she's a great all-around athlete. She has a great mentality and mindset. You know, whether it's a practice or a game, I think she approaches it, you know, the same way. She's going to use her voice to be a leader and help people out. And she's going to work on both sides of the ball. And, you know, when you are a complete player like that, it gives you, you know, a lot of opportunities to help your team. And she's done a great job of that and added stuff to her game. And I think more specifically on the offensive end. And, you know, I'm excited to see what that will look like this year and, you know, how it's going to better the people around her.
How do you feel about also about some of those other sophomores last year that are now juniors?
Yeah, they, no different than Bella. They were some young girls as a sophomore, and you know, they were playing varsity schedule against, you know, in a tough Western Iowa conference and a tough non-conference schedule as well. So they gained a lot of experience, and, you know, returning starters wise, Macy Gosshorn and Addison Carroll, they're, they put a lot of time in the off season, and I think just as Bella has, they've added some pieces to their game that are gonna help us out and a great deal throughout the year. And they're a really tough group. They're amazing kids, and it's fun to get to coach them and be around them.
And then you also had a couple of freshmen that played a lot last year. I mean, Clara Pace, Etta Partlow got a lot of playing time and a lot of chance to start as well for you.
Yeah, that freshman class, they're tough. I mean, they kind of bring in a confidence of, you know, regardless of how big or small the opponent is, they're going to go out there with a little bit of swagger and play their tails off. So it's nice to have that, you know, kind of, you know, stacking and scaffolding down the line from juniors to sophomores. And, you know, they do a really good job of complementing one another. I think both grades are a little bit different in terms of kind of how they play and their personalities, but they've shown that they can gel well together and they've spent a lot of time together. So I'm excited to see how they can complement one another throughout the year.
And then how many seniors do you have this year?
We will have three seniors. We will have Ava Paulson, McKenna Paulson, and Hallie Goodman. Hallie Goodman was played for us 2 years ago, was not out last year, but we were lucky to get her to come out this year for her senior year.
And so how important are these players, especially Ava McKenna, because they have experience and they did not get as many points last year as maybe you would like them to. So what do you see from them and how they can contribute?
Yeah. So I'll start with the Paulsons. McKenna, she's had an injury. She had some knee problems last year that she's still recovering from. So we're going to ease her back in. You know, right now she won't be playing in any games, but she's been, you know, working on her game outside of that, rehabbing and doing some physical therapy to hopefully get her here later on in the year. And Ava Paulson, she's had a phenomenal start to the season. It's pretty cool to see how much she's grown and how serious she's taken this senior year. So I think she's going to be a huge piece. She plays really well off the ball. She's getting stronger with the ball in her hands, and I think she's going to be more of a scoring threat for us moving forward. And Goodman, she you know, took a year off, but she never really loses a step. So she's going to be a good guard for us. She's a tough kid, knows how to defend, has a nice outside shot. So I think that, you know, all three of them, you know, being a small class, they're going to bring a lot to the game. And it's important to have people like that are, you know, experienced and have played a lot of ball.
And that experience, you hope these players are a little bit wiser, that they can take care of the ball a little bit better. I'm sure you're not happy with averaging about 23 turnovers a game.
Yeah, that was probably our biggest weakness last year. And, you know, we got better throughout the year. And, you know, it's obviously, yeah, it's something that we weren't very proud of. But at the same time, the game was super fast for us. And we play a lot of teams that put a lot of pressure on you and make you think at a fast pace. And, you know, it was really good for us. And I think, you know, with that eyesore of, you know, of a statistic with the turnovers, you never saw these girls give up or quit or put their heads down. They just kept working. And I think that speaks volumes to who this group is and what they've instilled in our culture. So they know they're going to make mistakes just like everybody does. But I think for the most part, we're being more mindful of how we're making them, why we're making them, and just adjusting. So they've shown a lot of maturity and grit, and they're a really resilient bunch.
Yeah. Well, just an 8-15 record a year ago. So with everybody back and players, like I said, hopefully another year wiser, you think this team has the potential to improve on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think for the most part, in terms of schedule wise, a lot of teams got younger and we got a little bit older. And that's just kind of how it goes in high school basketball. You kind of fluctuate through things. I think there's still a lot of talented teams out there. But we always talk about not being, you know, thinking about the scoreboard at the end of the game, especially early on in the year. You know, we want to win. We're going to go out and compete and do what we have to do to put ourselves in a spot to win. But like I said, this is a mature group of girls that understand if we're getting better, that's the main thing. And we want to play our best basketball when it matters the most at the end of the year.
Well, Coach, it all starts Monday as you take on Woodbine, a tough way to start it off. Hopefully better things are in the cards for your Vikes team. Really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the year. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
Jason McCall, head coach for HSTW girls basketball, joining us here on KSOM.